Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. This podcast is hosted by Laura Amin, a voracious reader of romance and young adult novels. In this podcast, Laura interviews fellow readers and authors and asks them for book recommendations of what we should read next. We hope you enjoy it. Welcome to the show, guys. So happy to have you back. So let's introduce ourselves.
Hello, my name is Genevieve. I've always been an avid reader for as long as I can remember. I live in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. And I have quite a few books at home. I also frequent the library, so I find a lot of my recommendations and new book releases there. I usually take out books for myself, my daughter, my husband, so there's a wide range of books we have at the house. We love to read.
I love it. And I'm Laura, and I've been busy this month reading Barbara Holt and ARC reading, so which I am very excited to get through my ARC reading done in the next
week. Yes.
So now we want to chat all things book with Genevieve. So Genevieve, what is your go-to genre?
My go-to is usually like a historical romance or historical mystery. Mm-hmm. I love books by Sarah Geo, Kate Morton, Nicola Cornick. I used to read Nora Roberts a lot. I still have a bunch of her books at home, so I reread them occasionally. Mm-hmm. I like a good love story, and it's got to have something, some depth to it too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I never read Nora Roberts, and she is a prolific writer. So mm-hmm. Another guest actually mentioned her, so I'm actually curious to see what, you know, to pick up. So I'll definitely be asking for recommendations of what books should I pick up for her. So
yes, definitely.
Awesome. So what are some of your favorite books?
I have quite a few. I usually find some, and as long as I can get through them and I love them and they have a good story, they end up on my favorite list. But I'll tell you a couple. Okay. One of my tried and true favorites is The Great Gatsby. It's an old one, but I studied it in high school English, and I've read it quite a few times over the last 15 years. I love that they made a movie of it, because Leonardo DiCaprio is exactly who I pictured in my head as Gatsby. Mm-hmm. And every time I read the book now, it's one of those movies that it didn't ruin it for me. It kind of enhances the book as I keep reading it. I love anything by Kate Morton. I've read all of her books. My favorite's The Forgotten Garden. I'm currently reading The Clockmaker's Daughter, and it's fantastic.
Okay.
They're beautifully written. I'll let you in on a couple more. I recently discovered Nicola Cornick. She writes the same as Kate Morton. They're very historical romance. They go back between the past and the present. Mm-hmm. And the writing style, it's just fantastic.
Have you read some YA fiction too?
Yeah, actually, I recently discovered YA fiction. It wasn't really on my radar up until the last little while. I've read a lot of things about pirates and mermaids and retellings of tales like Beauty and the Beast, Sleeping Beauty. I've read a lot of Disney books. I love to read anything Disney. Having a 4-year-old who's in JK right now, she's obsessed with Disney. So a lot of the books that I have gotten out of the library are little chapter books for her and I to read. And then I end up reading the entire series. One Disney-ish book series that I've had good luck reading are the Twisted Tales. Mm-hmm. Each story recounts one of the beloved tales, but with a sinister twist. So it kind of goes into detail with what the villain had done and if they hadn't been defeated. So one of the ones I'm looking forward to reading is the Ursula Little Mermaid story.
Ooh.
To kind of take a different twist on the old tale.
Oh my gosh, that would be so exciting. I can't wait to hear about that one. So what have been some of the some books you've read this past month? What did you enjoy about each book?
This month was a pretty good month, and actually it includes September, because I started reading quite a bit mid-September, so I've kind of gone like September 13th to October 13th kind of thing.
Okay, perfect.
So I read To Kill a Kingdom by Alexander Christo, Sea Witch by Sarah Henning, and Daughter of the Pirate King by Tricia Levenseller. They were all fantastic. Emerge by Toby Easton. They kind of got me in this mermaid, wild, crazy story about the sea and pirates and stuff. They were really good reads. Mm-hmm. They all came recommended through a lot of Instagram accounts that I follow. So that's another place that I can find recommendations, which is nice. Continuing on with the magical creature theme or myth theme, I read Touch of Gold. by Annie Sullivan. It tells the story of King Midas from his daughter Cora's perspective. It's really neat. It gives a take on an old myth that I'm really familiar with and a fresh new perspective. I read Winter Song by S.J. Jones. She has two, Winter Song and Shadow Song, the sequel. They both retell the story of the Goblin King and the Underground. Again, a myth and a magical story. I took a course in university about myths and stuff, so it kind of reading these kind of books was really nice this month. A few others I've read include The Supervillain in Me by Danielle Banis, Geekerella by Ashley Poston, and Jenna Evans Welch. She put out two books, Love and Gelato and Love and Luck. They kind of changed the scenery a little bit for me. They were all light and witty, not so serious, with a sense of adventure, lots of travel. I couldn't put them down. I finished them so quickly. Mm-hmm. And like I mentioned above, I discovered Nicola Cornick's books, House of Shadows and The Phantom Tree. They were great. They explore time slips, the past kind of shining through into the present. Her writing is easy to follow, but intricate and fulfilling enough to sustain me throughout the whole book. So I read those pretty easily. Mm. I'm currently reading The Clockmaker's Daughter by Kate Morton. It's beautiful so far. I'm only a third of the way through it. It's an intense read. It started off a bit slow, but she's shining through it. I see Kate Morton's writing style, and it's very similar to the ones I had before. So it's nice.
That's awesome. So I read To Kill a Kingdom earlier this year, and I really enjoyed it. I love it that it was a one standalone fantasy, that it was an interesting story. It was like, it was definitely one of those stories where I remember The Little Mermaid, but it's just, there's so much intricacy with it, and it's so much more gory that I loved it. So I had to just say shout out. That's a great book to pick up.
It was, yes.
Yeah. And I read Love and Gelato a few years ago when it came out. And it just inspired me to go to Florence.
Exactly, right?
Yeah. So I had it from the library on Love and Luck, but I ended up returning it over the summer just because I had too many books on hold. But I did pick it up. So I'm curious to hear, what did it inspire you to go to Ireland? Is that, you know, that feeling? Or was it just a light and fluffy book that you just...
I liked the author's writing style, and I thought, oh, I'll put this one on hold and see what it's like. And it's actually, it ties in the first book, which is very nice. I like when authors do that.
Oh, that's good. So it's a companion novel.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really cool. That's really cool to hear. And I read Geekerella. I loved it. It was like fandom, definitely Cinderella retelling story.
Yes.
I actually have Ashley Poston's new book. Which is retelling Anastasia.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's Heart of Iron. I own it, so I'll be really happy to share it with you. It's just one of those books that I'm like, I'm not sure if I'm interested. It had some mixed reviews. That's one of the things. So I was like, I got it from one of those book boxes, and it's really pretty, but I'm not sure, you know, if I'm interested in reading it.
Yeah, they say don't judge a book by its cover, but sometimes they're so beautiful, you're hoping for a beautiful story.
Yeah, so that's one thing. So we'll see. So what books should our listeners pick up this month?
Definitely some of the ones we've talked about. To Kill a Kingdom was fantastic. We can both agree on that. Mm-hmm. But I highly recommend any books by Sarah Geo. I haven't mentioned her yet, but she writes along the same lines of Nicola Cornick, Kate Morton. She does the time slips. She has a lot of historical in her book. There's some romance. There's a problem to be solved in the end, intertwined with mysteries or something the character's experiencing in the present. Two of my favorites by her are The Violets of March and Goodnight June. Goodnight June's my most favorite out of the two because it's a spinoff, Margaret Wise Brown's Goodnight Moon, which is one of my daughter's favorite books right now.
That's what I think you hear.
Yeah, one last one I'll mention is it's a series. I've watched Outlander and I've read all the books. So I picked this one up a little skeptical at first, but I fell in love. It's Dune by Laurie Langdon and Carrie Corp. It's a 4-book series. And if you like historical with a little bit of magic and a whole lot of Outlander and Scottish landscapes, it's really fantastic.
And what are some of your goals for this month?
I read a lot of fiction. I read a lot of young adult fiction. I'm hoping to pick up a few autobiographies and some self-care, self-help books. I find I get stuck in certain genres because I like them, but there's so much more to read. And yeah. I'd welcome the opportunity to explore any other offers and authors and what they have to offer. So I'm gonna pick up a couple of those, and then I'm hoping to join a book club or two.
Yeah. So what kind of memoirs do you like to read, or are you interested in reading?
I had read a couple in the past, a couple singers, a couple celebrity actresses. One of the ones I'm looking to read is, I can't remember the actress's name, but she's in a comedy on Netflix. And she just put one out.
Lily Kemper?
Yes.
Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. I read that book. Actually, yeah. I enjoyed it. So it's definitely, I got to read The Arc a few weeks ago. It's definitely worthwhile picking it up.
Perfect. I'll have to pick it up.
Yeah. And then I read Bissa Phillips' new memoir, This Will Only Hurt a Little.
Yes.
And it's really good. They both have similar. So there's one part. So I read them back to back. And they both have stories with the Pope. Not this current Pope, the Pope beforehand. So yeah. It's one of those interesting things. So I was like, they both are talking about the Pope, which is like totally random that you don't normally read. They have that similarity, but they're very different. But they're really good books to read.
Perfect. I'll have to pick them up.
Yeah. So, and then I would suggest The Last Black Unicorn by Tiffany Haddish.
Okay.
She's hilarious. But she has a tough life. She talks about being a foster child, her husband beat her up, you know, being a woman in comedy, you know, all the struggle, but she's really funny. So it's like actually by far one of my favorite celebrity memoirs to pick up.
Yeah, it's probably a very good read.
It is a good read. Yeah. And if you listen to audio, I recommend it to my friend. She doesn't read, so she only listens to books. And she said that it was amazing. She felt like Tiffany was just talking to her and telling
her. Perfect. That's one of the things I want to try doing is more audiobooks. Yeah. I'll have to try that.
Yeah. So that's a good audiobook to read because she's like talking to you. And she has a great story about Groupon and Jada Pinkett Smith. That's just hilarious. It's like laughing out loud.
Yeah.
In terms of self-care, self-help books, I haven't read these, but they've been recommended quite a few years. Girl, Wash Your Face. I had mixed recommendations. I had one person who said it was overhyped, and another person said it was like the greatest book. So
I did too. I had mixed recommendations about it too.
Yeah, so that's a mixed recommendation. You're a Badass by Jen Sincero. I heard it's amazing. I actually own the You're a Badass Money, but I haven't picked it up. For me, it's kind of like, it's just one of the things, you know, like pick it up. It's like, I don't feel like filling out self-help books. I think some of the classic Louise Hay, which is great. And some of the Hay House books, they have really good self-help books available.
Yeah, I'm really interested in switching it up. I might switch it up for the month and see what I can find.
Yeah, give yourself like maybe try one book and see if you like it.
Exactly.
Not. Yeah. And then you're thinking of joining a book club or two?
Yeah. I used to be when I was in university, I used to be in a couple book clubs. I ran a book club as well, but I guess just, you know, getting older and having a child and kind of morphing into a mom/wife, it's kind of other things have taken over. So yeah. I've noticed a couple of my friends know people who have book clubs, a couple virtual ones and a couple ones where the women meet up every month. So I might try it.
That's awesome. Yeah, I just joined a book club here in Hoboken. I live in New Jersey. Hoboken's a town next over for me. And one of the fitness studios that I go to, they host a book club. So I went to my first meeting this past weekend, which was kind of fun.
Oh, wow.
Read a book that I read. It was by chance because I was like looking at the fitness studios and I was going to buy a class pass. And I realized it was like book club. And I'm like, they mentioned the book Still Lives. And I was like, I read that book last month because I was Reese's pick.
Yeah, so, that worked out.
So I was like, well, I'm going to just go. And it was funny that when I went, it was like, everyone complained about the book. And I was like, thank God, because I hated the book. So,
oh goodness.
Yeah. It was like, perfect. So I was like, well, I guess I have a book club, but yeah. I'm definitely looking for in real life book clubs. I think that's something that it's one of my personal goals. Cause it's kind of nice it's good to have the virtual community, but it's kind of nice to have in real life, you know, meet up and meeting other people and talking about books.
It is. And I mean, you see it in TV shows and movies, and you see these people who meet up and they get coffee or mm-hmm. donuts or they meet for dinner and they discuss the books they're reading. And it all looks really nice. And it kind of makes you want to be part of that.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like that's what's missing for me. I'm like, I'm good with the virtual. Like I follow different book clubs and I read some of the books and I follow discussions and I've done some buddy mm-hmm. reads. But it feels like there's something about having in real life people to talk to. Like, you know, did you read this book?
It's social. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the social aspect. And yeah. I mean, who knows? You can make friends from these book clubs too, right?
Yep. That is so true. So yeah. Awesome. So we'll have a shared goal, joining a book club or two.
Mm-hmm.
So now we want to hear from you. What are you currently reading? Come on over to the blog, whattoreadnextblog.com, and share what's your favorite book so far. We have a brand new Facebook group, and you can connect with fellow readers and get book recommendations, and join us in an upcoming virtual book club, which we're going to be reading in November, The Great Alone, which I am very excited to read. If you want to join the book club, just come to whattoreadnextblog.com/Facebook.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. We'll be back in a month with a brand new episode. In the meantime, if you enjoy this podcast, please consider leaving a review on iTunes. This will help get this podcast discovered by new audience.
Thank you so much for listening and have a great night.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.